Hi, my naam is Philippine. Skakel elke woensdagoggend tussen 9 en 11 in vir Koffiedate met Philippine. Ja, jy het reg gehoor. So sit die ketel aan, maak jy koffie, skop jy skoene uit en geniet. Romans 8 verse 28. And we all know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, goeiemôre. Wees in die huis en geen beter manier om hierdie program te kan begin met die woord van die Here nie. Sjoe, wat 'n geseënde woord vanoggend. Ja, en my gas is ook al hier en ons gaan 'n wonderlike tyd hê in die teenwoordigheid van die koning bo alle konings. Wie is gereed? Wie is gereed? Ek sien hier is al 'n hele paar mense wat in die huis is. En my gas lag so lekker. Ja, my gas lag baie lekker hier. Ons gaan net die vreugde van die Here vandag weer innooi. Maak nie saak wat jy vandag in die oë mag staar nie. Onthou net, laat die blydskap van die Here jou beskutting wees. Nou ja mense, laat ons sien wat sê die mense vir ons vandag hier op die WhatsApp lyn. Hy is taamlik aan die gang, maar jy weet, daar's mos altyd 'n manier hoe ons dit begin. So, kom ons luister.
Die geloofslepel word geroer hier op Koffiedate. Die geloofslepel word geroer hier op Koffiedate. Skakel in, mense, skakel in met Lady PM. Die geloofslepel word geroer hier op Koffiedate. Wie is in die huis? Laat ons weet.
Nou ja, so gewoonlik op 'n woensdagoggend begroet Ricardo vir ons met sy Koffiedate. Koffiedate liedjie en daai lepeltjie wat so lekker roer. Mary groet ons ook vanoggend en sy sê goeiemôre uit die PM uit 'n heerlike wintersdag in Stellies. Koffie by die rand en die wol en breipenne, aha, besig om missies en bedsokkies vir ons siekes te brei. Sien uit na ons gunsteling program. En dit is Mary Samuels van Stellenbosch. Jene Mary, jy doen daarom goeie werke. Mag die Here jou ryklik seën vir wat jy doen. En laat ons sien, hier sê iemand, sy sit al in afwagting. Sy sê, môre lei die PM en Pastor B. Ek sit in afwagting vir 'n wonderlike program. Mag die Here die program seën en sy het vir ons ook 'n stemnota deurgestuur. Kom ons luister.
Môre, jy's ingeskakel op Radio Kaap se Kansel met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM en jou gunsteling kelnerin Lady T.
Nou ja, dit is natuurlik Tammy van die Herden. Sy het gesê sy gaan nie dit mis vandag nie. Sy is die kelnerin, het julle gehoor? Sy die kelnerin is ook in die huis. Jene, hier's te iemand vir my 'n lekker koppie swart koffie, né? Luister nou hier pas te Brett. 'n Lekker koppie swart koffie met toast, dit lyk soos bacon en eie. Hoe kan hulle dit nou aan 'n mens doen? En dit is Esther Groenewald, sy is in die...
Hulle kan maar ossene bring hier toe nie. Hulle kan maar
ossene bring. Sy is in die huis. Man, ek sê maar nou goeiemôre vir Pastor Bradley. Welkom, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
So nice to have you here. I'm so excited because I know that God is going to use you mightily. Welcome.
Thank you so
on behalf
much.
Of Kai Pulpit and Koffiedate.
Thank you so much, Lady PM. It's such an honor to be here with everybody. Ek weet nie dit, mense raak net nie gewoond aan dit nie. Every opportunity, and like we said earlier, every opportunity is just one of those rivers that touches you once, and then it passes you by, you know. So every opportunity is a great and honorable opportunity. So yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Wow, yes. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Dankie vir al die boodskapies wat inkom. 0817291657. Daar kan jy vir om met ons lekker kuiers rondom 'n koppie koffie natuurlik. En moenie vergeet van die Bybel nie, asseblief. Moenie vergeet nie, want die woord van die Here is die tema vandag is Destined for More uit die boek van Romeine 8 vers 28. Dankie vir al julle pragtige boodskapies. Mense, ek sien dit kom net hier deur. Dit kom goed deur, dit kom goed deur
hier.
Dit kom baie sterk deur, Pastor Brad. Hier's mense wat al gestaan vir my gesê het, ek het na daardie man se boodskappe geluister op kruis kyk.
Hey.
En ek dink, wow, kyk nou. Maar ons gaan nou later luister ja. na daardie boodskapies wat nog deurkom, terwyl dit nog deurkom. Amina Jewel, she's got a message for you that today God is going to turn it around for your good. The Queen of Gospel Jazz, she's in the house. So put on your dancing shoes. Here we go. Indeed, He is going to turn it around for your good. Doesn't matter what you might be facing right now. But God is about to turn everything that's standing up against you, that wants to come up against you, He's turning it around for your good.
Come on.
Wow. Jy is geskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie, Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou daglikse reisgenoot, en dis die program, bom, 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 koffietijd, met jou dienende gasvrou, Lady PM. En my gas, ja, hy sit ook al lekker, hy voel nou bietjie meer relaxed, ek hoop so. More, Lady PM, the transfiguration was a physical illustration of what the renewed mind looks like in the spiritual. Pastor Chris from Pearly Beaches and the Highs. Welkom, Pastor Chris. Mm. En hier kom Tinka sterk deur. Ek lees nou voor sy nou die boodskap, voor ek die boodskap gaan lees. Ja, sy sê hierso vir Brad, jou namesake is mos op koffiedate. Ons het verbreid vandag hier, maar het jy vir hulle, ek geniet verbreid en vir Almarie, o nee, kyk, hulle maak my ochend. En dan sê sy verder, more ons lady van Joy en Pastor Bradley, ons vat die ochend so aan in die blydskap van die Here. Ricardo is definitief voor ons in die huis. Oeh, sê sy, ek sien baie uit na die lekker gesprek, ek weet die gees is bedrywig. En dit is natuurlik Tinka Jones, wat al vir my, wat sy was so opgewonde, sy sê, ek luister na Pastor Bradley, ek luister na sy boodskappe, daarop, amper sê koffietijd, daarop, kruis, kyk, dat ruim amper koffietijd, kruis, kyk.
Ja.
Anyway, hier is nog een stemnota wat deurgekom het, kom ons luister.
Good morning, Lady PM, guest in studio, and all the listeners this morning, I am so blessed to be able to tune in this morning on Coffee Date, my favorite program with Lady PM. Wow, praise God. This is surely the day the Lord has made. Amen. I just want to say, no matter what we go through in life, God will never leave. He will never forsake us. He will always work all things together for our good. Amen. No matter how long it takes, just be still and know that God is in control. Mm. Amen. Hallelujah. Looking forward to a blessed coffee date today. Lady PM, God bless you abundantly for everything that you do in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You just listened to a song and now she sent us a message. You listen to that beautiful song, Turn It Around for Your Good, the Queen of Gospel Jazz. Thank you so much. On a Wednesday morning. She's faithfully tuned in. Nog 'n boodskap hierdie gekom, ons luister.
Good morning, Lady PM, and good morning to all the listeners from near and far. I'm so excited and so expectant on this beautiful Wednesday morning, because I know that God is going to bless us this morning through the man of God.
Amen.
Pastor Bradley. Welcome to Coffee Date this morning, Pastor Bradley, and I'm so excited for you this morning, and I know that God is going to use you in a mighty way, through your testimony and just you just blessing the people this morning, the listeners this morning. Be blessed, everyone. Shout out to all the listeners this morning. Ons gaan sommer 'n baie lekker koffie hê dit vanoggend. Kry jy koffie lekker reg en geniet dit. Amen. Die Here seën Ricardo Benet.
Ricardo Benet is in the house. Yes, en daar raak Pastor Bradley nou baie excited, né? En dan nog so 'n stemnota wat deurgekom het, Janie, ons het hy stemnota gelees. Nou sê Tammy van Heerde net vir ons, beautiful song, Amina Jewel, God's precious jewel. Yes, I agree with you. But now it is my privilege, it is my honor to welcome a man that I met who's got such a humble spirit. A man that is really just here to extend God's kingdom. Hy wil net die koninkryk van God bevorder,
amen,
so ver as wat hy kan. En sy naam is Bradley Peterson. Bradley, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coffee Date. I just want to give them a little bit of background. Mm. Bradley is 32 years old. Yes, he's a young man, but he's married to Tamsin for 10 years. They've got three boys, beautiful names. Is it? It's Tieren, eh?
Tieren.
Tieren, Micah and Eli. Wow. Luister naar die prachtige namen. But it is my privilege to have you here this morning. He is in full-time ministry for the last 6 years. He's the founder of FAM, Foundation Awakening Mission. He's also the owner and the founder of I Am Alive and the CEO of Radio East River. His training and foundation is in missions. And he worked for UCSA and Free to Serve. He's also a powerful preacher on Kruiskyk TV. So, my hands and your hands for Pastor Bradley Peterson is in the house. Welcome, 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 Pastor Bradley. Like I always say to my guests, we are rolling the red carpet out for you. Want jy is mos daarom 'n koningskind.
Hoor nou, hoor.
Koningskinders, koningskinders. So ja, Pastor Bradley, you know, let's start with your testimony. You were the middle child in the family and grew up in an abusive home where your dad physically abused your mom. While observing this, how did it affect you?
Lady P, just before we start, thank you so much once again for having me on this show. Before I start with my my testimony, I'm always mindful of the fact that there's other players on that scene.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and I just want to start off by saying that the Lord is faithful.
Amen.
And despite of everything that I'm going to share with you, the Lord has saved my father. My
praise
mother saved
God,
today.
Praise God.
They are pastors. They are doing phenomenal things out in Stellenbosch, in and around their lives.
Yeah.
And it's been a tremendous journey up until this point.
Yeah.
But starting from the beginning, being the middle child of three. Okay, I have an eldest brother, Alviso, and a youngest brother, Shane. And being in the middle was already... Julle weet mos, daar's hy stigmas van middelkinders. Middelkinders het mos altyd stigmas aan hulle, nee? Maar hierdie middelkind was, what is it, exception to the rule?
An exception
to the rule in such a sense. So growing up was not easy. We were robbed of a lot of childhood opportunities due to how we grew up. And I know, unfortunately, that's the reality that we live in today, that these things does happen in households where mom and dad, and it's not necessarily a desensitizing background
and all of that.
It is just the way life hits you. Life hits you left, right, and center, and it puts you in a place where you have frustrations and build-ups, and you don't have Christ as the source. So you act out in other ways. And that is only stuff that I'm realizing. When I started serving God, I started realizing these things in my life. And that just assisted me in moving on and actually wanting to use my testimony for greatness and building up the kingdom of God. So, answering your question, it wasn't easy. We were, my brother and myself, we are 3 years apart in age. And at a very early stage, that's all we knew. We didn't know sleepovers at friends' house. We didn't know Christmas with other people. We didn't have that type of lifestyle. All we knew was we were in survival mode. We grew up in survival mode. And for those of you that don't know what survival mode is, it's one of those where you just have to make it through the day.
Yeah.
And that's already a victory. You can't even speak about the day after or the day after or next week or next month. You just want to get through today, and that would make you successful. So my father, a good man. He always went out to work for his family. I don't know a time in my father's life where he was not working. But that being said, all of that energy that he put into having us, keep us afloat financially, built up lots of frustration. There was a lot of other elements that he couldn't control, so he would obviously find a way of escape.
Yeah.
and come home, and then obviously him and my mom would get into it violently. Mm. And we being children at that time, being powerless at that time, not having the stature or the mind or the strength to stand up or defend, or be even being offensive in that sense at that time, we just did what we could, crawl up in a bundle in the corner, and just cried and shouted and tried to be in between mom and dad, trying to pull them apart, trying to pull dad off of mom and all of those type of stuff. And I kind of blocked out a certain part of my childhood where later on in life, my mom would testify about it. And then it only comes back in flashes and drips and drabs to a point where your mom is laying on the bed, bruised, and you have absolutely nothing. You can't drive her somewhere. You can't take her to the doctor. You can't heal her. You can't make things better. And all she said I did was, as a child, I would take the anointing oil.
Sure.
I have no recollection of this. Because of a traumatic, obviously trauma, you block out, you blot out, your brain has a sense of switch that it, you know, turn off certain images. And that image of my mom laying there, and only came back to me after she spoke at one woman's conference, and it came back to me. And I took the anointing oil and I put it on her bruise and anointed her head to the soles of her feet, not knowing who Christ is. I didn't grow up in the church.
Amazing.
I didn't. Ek het nie aan die slaap geraak onder die kerkbanke nie. That was not. My mom served God through her depression, through her abusive marriage. All of that, she tried to be faithful to God. She paid her tithes. She went to church as far as she can, and obviously dragged us with as far as she can also. At a very early stage, my eldest brother couldn't take it. When he hit his teens, he started going out to the streets.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it anymore. He didn't want to face the stuff anymore. He couldn't face that feeling of being helpless and hopeless and defenseless at that point. So he took to the streets and he left me with my baby brother, which is 4 or 5 years younger than me. So he was a baby when I was just entering my teens, my tweens, actually. So, I still remember when my brother wasn't there and things start going down in the house, I would take my baby brother, take him to the neighbor's house and come back home and start jumping into the whole, you know, the rumble there. Mm. And all of that being said, that was our upbringing, that was our life, running from your mother, running from your father. At a point, we had to choose between where we wanted to stay, between staying with my mom or staying with my dad, and things just got to that point where they decided, listen, they had enough.
Mm.
But you know what? God is faithful, and the Bible says what God has placed together, no man shall separate.
Yes.
And being my mom and being faithful in Christ, the Lord saved her marriage. It was hard, and a lot of women, I think, would have done the extreme by wanting to give up their own life, wanting to do the extreme by a long time ending up on the courtrooms and saying, listen, this is it. I'm doing the extreme thing now. I'm out. But she knew in her heart that the Lord gave her this man, and she chose this man. And because of that love, she could always go back. She could always back, and he could never understand why this woman comes back.
Sure.
He could never understand that kind of love because he himself didn't have that when growing up.
Mm.
The life that we lived as children, I only realized in my grown-up stage, and knowing God now, I realized that that was the life my father had.
Mm.
So he only did what he knew.
Yes.
He thought this was it.
Yeah.
Psychologically, it was implanted in him that this is what a marriage is. This is how you run your house with an iron fist. And it was just one of those horrible nightmares that didn't want to end, where you go to sleep in the nightmare, you dream the nightmare, when you wake up, the nightmare is still there.
Sure.
Seeking peace and quiet, not understanding, where a point where a young boy started making up imaginary friends because you don't want to mingle with other people where you have to talk about what goes on at home. You don't want to end up in that situation where you bring your friends home and this is the setup.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of those nightmares that just didn't want to end.
Mm.
Lady P, you must stop me when
don't worry, I will. We're almost there.
So, but long story short, fast forwarding through, I ended up
Take your time.
I ended up in a performance type of gear. You know, I hit a rut and I started seeing how performance can produce a thumbs up or a pat on the back or a hello or a hi, I love you. So, so I started entering into that space of my life.
Sure. Okay, like they always say, to be continued.
Ons gaan luister.
Ons gaan luister na advertensiebreek en dan gaan ons luister na Ray Adams and EHOW Band, Just For You. Ons is nou weer terug. Ray Adams and EHOW Band, en jy is ingeskakel op Kaapse Kansel. Die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM, and we are live on Facebook. Ek sien dat jou boodskap is deurgekom. Good morning, sê Tamsin Peterson, and that is his beautiful wife. And then Kobe Knutse sê ook, goeiemôre, good morning Kobe. Welcome, 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 they
awesome,
are in the
awesome
house. En ek sien hier so klomp boodskapies wat deurgekom het. Goeiemôre Lady PM, Charlene van die Westhuizen is ingeskakel van die Hebreëse volk. Ag man, hulle is mos maar altyd in die huis. Welkom Charlene, ek noem maar sommer soms my ou dogtertjie en yes, so mense, hier is vir jou baie boodskappe. Morris, sis, Pastor Peterson en my familie in die Kaap. Ek is so opgewonde vandag. Kan nie wag om na die woord te luister nie. Dankie vir die gebede. Ek is gesond. Halleluja.
Awesome.
Dit is vas hulle net. Ja, ek weet sy was nie so wel nie, maar ons het vir jou gebid. En ons sê vir die Here so baie, baie dankie. Dat hy nog steeds die God is van wonderwerke en tekens. En hier sê iemand, blessings, Lady P. So good to join you. Let's see who this is. I see the surname is, it's Pastor, it's Boyson. Boyson, this is just what I'm getting here, Boyson. But you are most welcome. You are most welcome. En Mary het vir ons prachtige stickers gestuur. Sy sê, dankie vir jou mooi hart. Dis natuurlijk Mary Samuels,
beautiful,
wat nog altyd in die huis is. And here say Tanka, it is as if I see the little boy putting the oil on the hurting one, like the good Samaritan, precious. Tanka, Tanka, thank you for thy prachtige boodskap. And then I'm getting a very nice message here that says, good morning, Lady PM. Melissa Rangoli is in the house. Good morning, she says, yes. She is in the house, but now she says the Rangolis are in the house. So that means the whole family is in the house.
Awesome.
Welcome, Sis Melisha. And it's nice to have you with us. Goeiemorgen, Lady PM, wees gegroet. En daar die mooie naam van Jesus. So excited weer vir die program vanmorgen. Ons is so goddelik bevoorreg om nog vrylik rondom die woord van God te kan vergader. Ons is so geseen vandag. Cynthia van Porterville, altyd op 'n woensdagoggend getrou in die huis. En hier kom 'n boodskap deur. Wow. Geseende dag uit die PM. Ek nou nog 'n deeltjie gehoor. Sjoe, kragtige getuienis. Sien uit na die geseende musiek en boodskap. Dit was my verjaardag gister. Pastor Brad, you will have to sing. You will have to sing. Seën groete daar, Francisca Wyngaard, al die pad van Elimini Overberg.
Ja.
Pastor Brett, please,
crazy,
just sing happy birthday to Francisca. Her name is Francisca. Please, Pastor Bradley, please.
Oh,
jette.
In Afrikaans, Engels.
No, Engels, okay. It's fine.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
God bless you
today. God bless you today. God bless you and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Francisca? Wow, wow. Daar is nou 'n prachtige...
Lady P, jy sit nou op die Spanje.
prachtige happy birthday. Sjoe, hy mag maar nie. Mens voel die salving. Ek dink aan met my saamstem. Jy voel die salving. Wow. Thank you, Pastor Bradley.
Sure.
Maar nou vir julle wat so pas ingeskakel het, baie welkom hier by Coffee Date. op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en my gas vandag wat ons so pragtig toegesing het vir Francisca, so pragtig toegesing het. Welkom weer eens Pastor Bradley. It's such a joy to have you here, you
thank
know.
Thank you so much.
I just see the joy all over your face. I just see that smile that says it all, that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Definitely.
Pastor, you were still busy sharing your testimony with us,
yes.
And I would just like you to continue just to tell, to you know, to prove unto people that God is alive.
Definitely.
He's alive and you are a living testimony. And then somebody's saying here, the Queen of Gospel Jazz, he says, well done, well done, Pastor Brad. And dan sê, Ricardo, I mag maar, ek wil dan nou so skielik vir jaar. Shoo. Ja, en hier sê iemand, Lady PM, ek het gedog, Pastor gaan sing in die spa. Lach my klaar, dis Pastor Sheldon daar van Parkwood. Oh, we are just having such an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. But Pastor Bradley, over to you. Pastor Sheldon and Leonie is in the house.
Awesome. So, continuing, and I think I'm just going to latch onto the oiling part. And, you know, that was the moment that defined my walk with God. Because even though I was helpless, even though I felt inadequate, even though I was a child, even though I couldn't save my mom or heal her or even make my dad's weight or the responsibility lighter, because you have to understand, I never looked at my dad as a angry person. I never looked at my dad as a person that was abusive or drinking, or I never looked at him like that. I always had this heart where I wanted to help.
Sure.
And growing up in a house where mom needed your help, and even though now people will say, okay, mom's the victim and dad is the, you know, the perpetrator. Yeah. I never looked at my dad as one of those. I also saw my dad as a victim.
Wow.
I always saw as my dad as someone that also needs help. At least he didn't have the physical wounds where I had to oil him. My mom had the physical, but I knew my dad needed something more out of life. So I always had this heart that was slightly different than all the other children. Because, Lady P, you know how situations like that presses you and forces you to mature very early.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing, but also not a good thing. As my life proceeded, because I matured early, I experienced mature life early.
Yeah.
I endeavored on certain things very early in my life. Because normally when I say my testimony, people draw the timeline. They're like, who out was she dated?
So far.
You know, who out was she dated?
Yeah.
But I went through life very quickly. Fast forwarding, we were growing up in Strand. We left Strand because my mom and my dad got, because after the whole rumble, they would always reconcile. And then after that, like, how are we going to work through this?
Yeah.
So we moved from Strand to Stellenbosch, where we stayed with my grandmother, but things still went on like it did. And I still remember, I think I was 11 or 12 years old, not knowing what self-harm is, not knowing what it is, how to end your life, not knowing what suicide was. But you know that spirit is real. So that spirit can come over whoever, doesn't matter what your knowledge is about it. If you have that open door and the door is wide enough, that spirit comes in. And I ended up not drinking pills, but I ended up drinking the syrup.
Sure.
Ek weet nie of julle weet, die groot bottles medicine wat ons, die plastic bottles wat ons nog gekry het. And during the night, I was just, I couldn't sleep, but I was tired. I'm a child and I'm tired of life. I'm a child and I find myself in a place of meaningless. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. And I was a student, straight A student on school. I was very clever. I didn't have a problem with what I did. And so I ended up drinking this bottle of medicine straight through the night, wanting to just fall asleep, and I couldn't sleep. Like an old man that can't sleep, and you have so much on your mind and so much in your heart and so much on top of you, a child. And I start drinking this as if an alcoholic drinks a bottle of whiskey just to fall asleep and wake up the next morning. And obviously the next morning, I never fell asleep. I was just sick. My mom had to come back from work, get me from my grandmother. My grandmother was still dressing me, and I was just, everything was just going everywhere, and they took me to the doctor, and they treated me, and that was my first suicide attempt. And I mean, you don't even know the word suicide at that point. And I never even knew that was what I wanted to do at that time. But being a broken child, being a child that couldn't help his mom, couldn't help his dad, couldn't help his baby brother, couldn't help his eldest brother, couldn't change their situation at all, but knowing that something needs to change. And fast forward to that, obviously, from that point onward, it just went a bit downhill for me. Hitting my teens, my brother and I started linking. We started, our relationship was never there because he went to the street and I was angry at him. But then afterwards, I realized that, okay, this is your escape. So I started following him wherever he goes. And we would go out drinking and partying and, you know, stealing cars and doing all these soutgoedjies wat die mens ook mos maar nou doen. Net as an escape. And everything I did on the street gave me that burst of life, that excitement that I never knew was there. So one thing led to another, one thing led to another, and started going into relationships, unhealthy relationships, started experimenting with pornography and all these other types of stuff. And I know these stuff is, your kids don't speak about this stuff, but these stuff are so accessible now. Back then it wasn't, but now it's so much more accessible, and it's at the order of our day. But I fell into that, trying to feel that, you know, that excitement, trying to feel alive, trying to feel like there's a sense of control on my own life. Like, this is my decision. No one else made this decision. Even if my decision is to do wrong, at least I have control over that decision. And that is one of the things that a lot of, and I know this generation is also struggling with, is having that sense of control and making a decision because they want to, not because they have to.
And
that was my struggle. And in that interim, I woke up as a teenager not knowing who I was. Experimenting with all these stuff, but I didn't have identity. I didn't know what my gifts was. I didn't know who I was called to be. I didn't know that there was greatness inside of me. I didn't know that I could help anyone else. And I ended up on high school, and we did an oral presentation. That one's where you have to say what you want to become. And I was standing there being completely oblivious to my dreams and hopes, and because I couldn't dream. I couldn't say, listen, I see myself there. I was at a space in my teen where I couldn't see future Bradley. I couldn't see who I want to become. So I just spoke from a place where I didn't know that was there. And my oral went about helping other people. I told the sir, my English sir, and I told him still, I want to be a person. I want to be in a position. I didn't specify what I want to be, but I want to be someone that uses my story to help other people, not having to complete that same chapter.
That's amazing.
Because I knew and I realized that you don't have to go through certain things if you can learn from other people's mistakes. You don't have to be that dad. You don't have to be that husband. You don't have to be your oma, your opa. You can write your own story because you are now learning from someone else's mistake. And the quicker I realized that, that is what I wanted to become. That no other young man or young woman have to make the decision, searching so hard for who they are. Not for what they want to become, just plainly for who they are. Because once you know who you are, you will know what you want to do.
Yes.
You will know what direction your life has to take in. And so I did my oral and I said, listen, this is what I want to do. I want to help the next generation, not having to walk through the same woods or trap in that same trap that was set there. They don't have to go into drugs and steal cars. And there's other opportunities. All they need is someone to recognize something great inside of them.
Yes.
And that is all the time that I just wanted. I said, Lord, just I didn't know the Lord, but I knew because of my mom praying, I knew there was someone listening. Because I could see results on her prayers. I would be there at the door where she pray, Lord, change this. And that what she asked actually happens. So I knew someone was listening, but I didn't know him personally. Long story short, I come to a point where I said, I wanted to do something better. I wanted to do more. I needed the Lord in my life more than ever. So at the age of 13, 14, I was at home and I just felt like this was the night. I went to a home cell next door. I was sitting there and the word went out. I can't remember the word. There was no specific, there wasn't fireworks, there wasn't people falling. There was nothing special about this night. And I know everyone has this awesome story of how they came to God. And I sat there and the pastor ends of the service. Die barres, ons is nou klaar, gaan nou afsluit, sit die ketel aan, en die ketel gaan aan, en allemaal social, en ek sit by die deur, ek kan nog onthou, ek het op die grond gesit, by die mense se deur, en, I told the Lord, if this is you, knocking on my door, let the pastor call me out, call me, if you call me tonight, I'm coming.
Yeah, sure.
And guess what, it happened, he says, turn off that kettle. There's someone that wants to give their heart to the Lord right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
My word.
Ja, mense, ons is nou nou terug. Hoog, so, dat kook nou, dat begin nou te kook hier. Ons is nou nou terug. We'll be right back. Kom, ons luister nou nog een prachtige lied hier, die Kiebler gemeente. Sing uit. Sing uit. Sing uit. En dit kom van die Kiebler gemeente. Het het saam met ons geniet. Ek hoop julle het. And we are back. Die tyd. 54 minute voor 9 en jy is ingeskakel op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en dis die program waar jy lekker koffie saam met ons geniet en die Bybel ook nader kry. Prachtige boodskapies, sjoe, wat op Facebook en ooral deurgekom het op WhatsApp. Pastor Brad, I don't even know where to start. Kim Geldenhuis, thank you for your message. Deirdre McDonald, hulle is nou allemaal op Facebook hoor. Deirdre McDonald, Ricardo Benet, Annelie Gous is in die huis. En baie dankie vir al julle wonderlike boodskapies. Ja, Pastor Bradsa, ek ken sommige van hierdie mense. So nice to have you with awesome. Us. Morning, Cape Pulpit family just tuned in and so grateful to hear this testimony this morning because it really speaks to the heart of what so many teens are going through in secret. Praise God for this much needed real life testimony. And this comes from Andrea with so much love from Paul, Andrea Titus, she's in the house. En hier kom apostel Johan Fortuin daar van die Hebreëse volk van Christus baie sterk deur. Môre Lady P, wat 'n awesome program en inspirasie deur die getuienis wat 'n mens kan leer en ook oplossings kan beleef en ervaar en ook hoop vir ander gee. Ek stem saam, Pastor Fortuin van die Hebreëse volk. Hulle is getrou in die huis. Kom ons luister na hierdie stemnotetjie.
Think about His love, I think about His goodness, think about His grace, that brought us through, for as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Shay, Shay,
beautiful.
He's in the house. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Cheryl Wolfgut, en sang sy nie vir ons prachtig nie man, net soos sy kan, ja, Cheryl, geniet jou vakantie, lekker om te weet, jy is ingeskakel, en jyne, hier kom Yvonne van Milnerton sterk deur, ek het al gewone, waar is sy, sy sê, more Lady P, Yvonne, wat eet en wat drink jy vandag, jy sê mos altyd vir my, koffie met toast, en dan wat sê vir my, wat is op die toast, nou hier kom Oleen van Blue Dance, ek moet sê, dis Eesterivise mens, we are so proudly Eesterivie, Oleen is in die huis, sê ek is ingetune vanochtend na lang tyd weer, welkom, dis lekker om weer die mense wat so lang stil was, weer terug te, dis goed om terug te wees, sê sy, ek sien uit na die program vanochtend, en sy sê, Oleen is in die huis, welkom, nou ja, ons gaan voort, en Pastor Bradley is my gast vir oggend, Pastor Bradley Peterson, en hy deel sy krachtige getuienis saam met ons. Pastor Bradley, once again, welcome to awesome. Coffee Date. Ons het nou net hier die Coffee Date gehad nie, want toe kom Pastor Bradley, toe moet ons alweer vinnig in die studio gaan, but I'm sure we will make a plan,
definitely,
Pastor Bradley.
Definitely.
I want you to continue with this awesome testimony of yours.
Sure. Okay, so let's continue focusing on myself. I always tell Lady P, when you speak to other people, it's easy, you know,
yes,
to listen to them and have them speak about it. But the moment you have to focus on yourself, Araki, you're nervous.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So it's Wednesday evening. I'm sitting on the ground and I'm telling the Lord, listen, if this is you, if this is my time, if this is you that heard me all this time, if this was you that protected me all this time, let there come a altar call. The pastor says, listen, turn off that kettle. You're someone that wants to give their heart to the Lord.
Wow.
En ek het nie geweet wat oor my kom nie.
Yeah.
When I opened up my eyes, I was standing snort en trane teen die pastoor se bors. And I was just inviting the Lord into my life. And I can honestly say that was the last time I smoked. That was the last time I drank. That was the last time I partied. That was the last time I did whatever was in my past life.
Praise God.
And the Lord, really, that scripture that says, those that are in Christ is a new creature. And that night, I was birthed as a new creation. And it was just completely, I felt it in my body. I felt it in my bones. I felt it in my heart. I couldn't make sense of it. Even though my mind woke up the next morning, still wanting to, you know, do your thing.
Yes,
you had your routines that you do with the smoking and the stuff and whatever. Your mind was programmed per schedule. But for some reason, it felt like, why am I supposed to do this?
Mm.
Why? I didn't need to do that. I didn't need to go for my morning smoke. I didn't need to sit there. I didn't need to go. All of a sudden, I started feeling different from my friends.
Mm.
And I was trying silently, didn't say to anybody, didn't go to the pastor and say, listen, this is what I'm experiencing. And just so, just for information's sake, at that moment in time, my mom and my dad was happy.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the Lord has saved their marriage. They went for counseling. They were at a very good space, but I was still dealing with the tremors of that earthquake. I was still dealing with the aftermath of that season where I was growing up in.
Mm.
So they are fine. My dad's a pastor. My mom's a pastor. They are doing phenomenal things in and around Stellenbosch, and they became my spiritual parents.
Wow.
My parents became my spiritual parents. And
wow,
that was so
wow,
awesome. The,
wow,
the guidance and the love and the attention that I wanted as a child has now shifted, and now I'm gaining it back.
That is
in the Lord.
Wow.
I didn't have to find another set of parents. I didn't have to find other people to guide me. The part that I missed out as a child has now come back into my life in my teens through the hand of God, saving my mom, saving my dad, saving my life. And they are now in a place where they're parenting me, not only in life, but spiritually as well.
Sure.
And I think that is such an honor for me to say
what
that my mom
honor
and my dad is my parents, but they're also my spiritual parents. They guided me through every...
Wonderful.
And it got to a point where I could feel free enough to speak to them openly about what I was struggling with. If temptation came, I could tell them, listen, this is where I'm at, this is where I'm at. Because the Lord has restored that relationship between myself and them to a point where it's almost like the past never happened.
Mm.
And that was for me the most powerful thing that could ever be done, or the biggest miracle that I've ever experienced was restoration in my house.
Sure.
I never trusted the Lord for money. I never trusted the Lord for a job. I never trusted the Lord for, you know, where the skies open up and angels come down. The biggest miracle that I labeled of God was bringing restoration back into my house.
Wow.
Setting an order where the father's the head of the house, the mother's the light of the house, and we are submissive to that. I have God in my life then. I had him there, and everything was fine for a couple of weeks, months, and then, you know, there's knocks at your door. There's your friends, and your old life starts to wanting to creep back into your space. And having them there was such a privilege and an honor, because they could guide me through my prayer life, taught me how to read the Bible, where to start, where not to start, and all of those lovely things. But I was still at a place, be that as it may, where I was searching. Because people think that's where it's where it ends.
Yeah.
You know, I received Christ in my life, and now everything is just You know, it's just going to happen for me. But in my heart, I still didn't know who Bradley was.
Yeah.
Now, I have my mom and my dad back. Yes, I had Christ in my life, but Bradley had no identity yet.
Mm.
I was still dealing with the aftermath of my past life.
Mm.
So I went on this journey. Obviously, we all fail God. You know, we drop the ball here, there. We was fat mess. But you know what? I started praying for identity. And now in that time period where I came to God, it was like a fashion statement to come to God. Like everyone gave their heart to God.
Yes.
So it wasn't a big deal, really. Mm. Everyone just wanted to serve God in that time. The Lord was busy with Ida's Valley, Stellenbosch. The revival was breaking out and all of that. And now everyone is receiving who they were.
Mm.
You are an evangelist. You were this. You were that. You were this. And Bradley, all Bradley hears from God is, you're my David.
Wow, that's awesome. Now we're going to stop right there and we're going to continue because I don't want to break this. This is awesome. This is so awesome. Ons gaan luister na Rochelle Liedeman en sy gaan vir ons sing Nog 'n Kans. So gepas.
Hallo, ek is Piet Burger en jy luister na die klanke van Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Here at Radio K Pulpit, we love receiving your messages via WhatsApp and SMS, so don't stop sending them. But what about those of you that prefer using Telegram? Well, that's no problem, because we have Telegram too. If you've got Telegram, go ahead and use it. And if you don't, you can visit your favorite app store and download the app with the white paper aeroplane icon. And the number? The same as the one you've always used, 081-729-1657. 081-729-1657. Radio K Pulpit, now also using Telegram.
Jou daglikse reisgenoot, Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM.
Ja, dis reg, dis jou daglikse reisgenoot Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en ons is terug. En ek hoop dat jy geniet die program so ver saam met ons. Dit is natuurlik jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. En dit is die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Hier sê Yvonne uiteindelik vir ons, sy geniet haar koffie met rasks vanoggend Lady P.
Lekker
net pas te breek. Jenne pas te breek.
My favorite.
Is dit jou favorite? O, oh, dan weet ek
favorite.
Ek hou van die avo, sy sê mos omtrent sy geniet die toast met avo daaronder.
Okay,
ek is
mos
mal oor avo. En dan sê Tammy, Shay is in the house bursting with excitement. Yes. We are excited for what God is about to do. Is already doing.
Mm.
Goeiemôre Lady P en Bradley, Cynthia van Woester is in die huis. God bless you. Thank you so much for being in the house. And we are having an amazing time here. My guest today, Pastor Bradley Peterson, and he's sharing his powerful, powerful testimony. Pastor Bradley, welcome once again.
Awesome. Awesome to be here. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, man, it's nice to have you with us. So, Pastor, you can just feel free to carry on and continue
awesome.
With what God has done in your life. Welcome once again.
Thank you so much, Lady P, and all the listeners out there. Thank you so much for enjoying your coffee and listening to Radio Pulpit as well. Thank you so much. Let's do this. I'm searching for my identity, and I start asking all these questions about who am I, you know, what am I called to do? Because in my heart, I know I want to bring a difference in people's life. I want to make a difference in the world. I want to make a difference in my community. I want to make a difference, just like the difference that took place in my household. I want to, you know, go further with this. And now everyone is saying, you an evangelist, you were this, get your passport ready. You know, all those things started going, and they tell me, the Lord tells me, you're my David. So the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, yes, I'm the Lord's David. And then at the next conference, the same thing happened. You're this. And then they come to me. This is a different person, completely different person. You're David. The Lord says, I must just tell you, you're always David.
Sure.
So like, by the third, fourth time, you kind of get like, yo, don't you have anything else for me?
Like,
you know, don't you have any? Is that it? And I started getting frustrated with the Lord. And I told my mom, yes, so This is like the first, sixth, seventh time that different people tell me, the Lord tells me this, so I need to know who I am. It doesn't make sense. And so she told me, just go read about David. Go read about David. Yeah. See what the Lord means that you is David. I started reading about David and I'm like, that's me. That's my life. That is what happened to me. That is... And then I started seeing the diversity of David's personality. Mm-hmm. I started seeing how David, without people noticing, David was that shepherd, and then he was that the guy that, you know, ripped the wolf and the bear apart. Then he was the king, and then he was a warrior, and then he was the guy that Goliath, and then he was the guy that brought the food to his brothers, and he was all these different aspects of David. He was all these things. He was the servant, he was the king, he was the warrior, he was the musician, he was the singer, he was this not so bad looking guy. and all the mere this is founded upon the fact that he was chasing after God's heart. All of a sudden
it hit you.
It hit me like, this is my desire.
Wow.
I know this is my desire. I just want to serve the Lord. I don't care where, I don't care how, I don't care what the Lord asks of me. I just want to do it. And from that moment onwards, the Lord started doing and taking me from place to place. My world started growing just because I got understanding. Proverbs 4 says, in everything that you are getting, get understanding. So yes, the plan of God is there. Yes, the anointing is there. Yes, the heart is there. The desire is there. But if you don't have understanding to bring all of that stuff into focus, there is no movement. So the moment understanding came, confusion fled, and I knew exactly what I needed to do when I needed to do it. And a lot of people try to put me in a box and telling me and labeled me as this, labeled me as that. So I started growing in the Lord, and I started the biggest youth movement in Ida's Valley in of my generation. So I had about 100, that is now with mixed with Stellenbosch University students, the local kids of the Ida's Valley area, Clutersville area, Jamestown area, and we all came together on a Friday evening. And that is also just on instruction of the Lord.
Yeah.
No Facebook, no WhatsApp, no posters, no nothing.
That is
the
amazing.
Lord just added. Up until today, if you meet those people and you say, how did you guys meet? They won't be able to tell you. They will say, because it just happened. You know, the Lord brought us together. So I did this youth movement, so I was known as the youth leader. It wasn't youth pastor back then, it was just youth leader. And with that, being in youth, you know, seeing the impact, I went under the mentorship of Pastor Godfrey Martin of Emmanuel Sindenkerk. So I went under his mentorship, and he started training me in missionary work. And that's where we connected with Free to Serve, and we started doing missions all over Cape Town in the Northern Cape. We started connecting with Thailand and Myanmar and all of these places. And my world all of a sudden just went whoop. And I started just sharing the word of God. I did not go out there and impact, you know, change the world.
Yeah.
I changed a couple of people's life. You know, the Bible says, become all things to all men that you might save some.
Yeah.
So I became all that everyone needed, but I understood that I am only called to save some.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is where my peace and my joy started flowing from. Yeah. Not focusing on the thousands that needs to come in,
yes,
but focusing on that five people that was allocated for you, for your gift, for your testimony to change. So we went into missions. I started in children's ministry, and then we moved from children's ministry to youth ministry. And from youth ministry, we went over to the church and started doing evening services. And I think that was the greatest part of my spiritual growth and teachings and training as well.
Yeah.
Understanding that it's not about the pulpit, that it's not about, you know, the microphone, but it's about actually doing what the Lord called you to do. And that is being who he calls you to be.
Powerful.
You know, I had a slogan above my computer screen in that office that says, preach the good news of Christ, and if necessary, use your words.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my life. That was my slogan.
Amazing.
That I would project Christ, mm-hmm. show Christ without using the word of God, mm. unless the Lord gives me an opportunity to share the word of God, then people will end up like, there's something in you. I remember there was this one opportunity where I was at a wedding, and this, she's 95-97% blind, this old lady. And she tells her daughter, here's a light that is floating around in the hall. Mm. There's a light like floating around, and she keeps on pointing where I'm walking to her daughter. And she wants to go to this light. And then they came to me. I don't know them from a bar of soap. I wasn't on the platforms like I am now. Mm. I was still a nobody at that time. And opportunities like that where people come to me and say, my mom says she sees a light. And to me, it's like, oh, okay, she sees a light. And then she's, no, but she's blind. She can't really see light.
What?
She only perceives shape and shadows. But she saw light coming from you. And that's when I realized that I'm still, you know, God is still pleased with my life. Mm. God is still inside of me. And I never measured myself by what I achieved as my relationship with the Lord. Because I think that's a big mistake that this generation makes. They measure as to how many platforms they take. That is equivalent to their relationship with the Lord.
Mm.
And I know that is a bit of a hard truth there, but I understand my heart right now. Yeah. What you do does not reflect your relationship with Christ. That is something completely on its own.
Yeah.
Because I think it's Benny Hinn that gave his testimony, and he said that, you know, he do take stage and people get healed, set free and delivered under the anointing of God. Then he goes to his room. He wasn't at a good space with God at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't living the life that he was supposed to. He wasn't living according to the word of God in that time.
Yeah.
And I can share this because it's his testimony.
Yes.
And he went to his room and there was nothing. Christ didn't speak to him. The Holy Spirit wasn't there. He was all alone, cold in his hotel room. And the only way he felt the anointing was when he was with God's people. And mm-hmm. that he realized that what he does on that stage or behind that mic,
yeah,
it doesn't really mean anything if your closed room doesn't have that intimacy with the Lord. If you don't have that personal relationship with the Lord. And the Lord actually became so personal to me, the Holy Spirit. I fell in love with the Holy Spirit. I would make 2 cups of coffee, sit down with her, and then nothing happens to the coffee. The coffee gets cold, you know what I'm saying? But just to get my mind, the Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
That is
just,
so awesome.
Just to renew my mind, because I could feel I'm renewed. I am there. I have Christ, but my mind is still stuck in a place of hurt, disappointment, and you know, it's still stuck somewhere. So I need my mind to be reprogrammed.
Yeah.
And I would do little things like that, sat down with the Holy Spirit, and I said, just join me, please. Just join me. And my tears would start rolling, and I would just pour out my heart to the Lord and say, listen, this is where I'm at. This is what I feel. This is what I'm experiencing. And the Lord listens.
Yes.
There might not be a reply that you think of. There might not be the roof opening up or the ground shaking or earthquake or the wind or fire hailing down from heaven. There might not be that, but like the Lord told Isaiah.
Ha, come on.
Like the Lord told Isaiah and said, you know what? The wind will pass, but I'm not in it.
Yes.
The earthquake will come, but I'm not in it. The stones will fall and the wind will blow, but I'm not in it. And then the Bible says, in the stillness.
Elijah,
eh? Yes. Elijah, yes. Elijah.
Elijah.
Elijah. In that stillness, the Lord was there.
That's right.
Sure. In that intimate place, the Lord was there. And I found that intimate place with the Lord. And you know, whatever happened outside of my room was just for me bonus.
Mm.
Whether I was the one being used or you were the one being used, as long as the Lord was present, my excitement was on a high. People always told me that my energy was always on a high. It's because I was super excited. Because I know the Lord is going to show up. I know the Lord was going to do this. The Lord started using us, you know, healing the lame. The blind would see, the sickness and disease would go. Mm-hmm. And all of that was nice and good. But I was always focused on, now do you want to receive Christ?
Oh.
Because my goal was that you receive Christ and your life gets changed.
Yeah.
Because the healing is fine, but you can go back to your old ways.
Mm.
You can fall back into the reason why you are sick in the first place.
Mm.
Understand? You can start drinking again and smoking again with your new bill of health. But my goal was that your life be changed.
Mm.
That you actually realize that the one that did this for me,
yeah,
I need to walk with this guy.
Yes.
There's so much more than just this healing.
I just want to say something. You know, I'm getting so excited here, Pastor, and I'm thinking that every time when we get a platform, we need to check our motives.
Come on.
Can you just say something about that? We need to check our motives.
Definitely. You see, there's a lot, and there's platforms everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, having a platform nowadays, I know there's upcoming generations, and the platform is the goal.
Yeah.
The platform is the goal. But at the end of the day, guys, how can I speak about an author? Because at the end of the day, that platform, you're going to speak about the Word of God.
Yeah.
You're going to use a book. But how can I speak so personally about an author if I don't know the author? I know his book.
Powerful.
I know his work. I know his... It's almost like I speak about Brad Pitt. I've watched all Brad Pitt's movies, and I say, listen, yo, this guy's there, and I see all the gossip in the news and whatever about Brad Pitt, but that does not mean I know Brad Pitt. I know about him, I know of his life, I know about all the movies he does, but I don't know him personally, nor does he know me. Now, at every platform, don't let it be that, where you are speaking about someone you don't know.
Yeah.
Let it not be about speaking. There's a song that says, I don't want to talk about you like you are not in the room.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about you, Lord, as if you are not in the room. So I think this is one of the things that we need to know in our hearts, taking platforms, that we're speaking about someone, but I want to speak from a place of personal, intimate relationship with the Lord.
Awesome, awesome. So we're going to give our guest a break now, and you can listen to us. You can live stream kpulpa.co.za, and we'll be back right now after this song sung by Anna Joan Peacock, God Gives You the Best. Enjoy. Jy's ingeskakel op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, die stasie wat vir jou hoop in 'n hopelose situasie bring. En dis die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. My gas vandag Pastor Bradley Peterson, wat sy kragtige getuienis met ons gedeel het. 0817291657 is die WhatsApp lyn waar jy met ons kan gesels en 'n koppie koffie geniet. En dan kan jy ons ook kry daar op kaapsekansel.co.za, ook op Instagram. Ja, gaan besoek ons daar en laai ook asseblief ons Cape Pulpit app af. Nou ja, hier sê Cynthia van Woester, sy is in die huis. En nog ander boodskappe, sjoe, wat deurgekom het. Pastor Isaac Sheldon sê, wow, that's awesome, Lady PM, I salute you, sir.
Sure.
He says, like my tears rolling now.
Sure.
Ja, ek dink een mens bevind een mens in so'n plek waar jy kan sê, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. Hier sê Mary ook, Amen, Pastor Bradley. And he said, iemand, I love this. Malicious saying, I love this. We need to speak about Jesus Christ from a point where we know him, read his word, eat his word. I am so in agreement with you,
sure.
Sister Malicia. And let's just listen to this voice note that came through.
Geseënde dag Lady PM en 'n geseënde dag aan al die luisteraars en ook u gas. Ek wil net baie hartlike dankie sê vir Pastor Bradley. Dit was nou die hoogtepunt van my verjaarsdagvieringe. En die blydskap in hom is so aansteeklik.
Yes.
Ek het sommer so 'n afwagting dat my nuwe lewensjaar net so vol blydskap gaan wees. Nogmaals baie hartlike dankie Lady PM en dankie vir u puik program. Geseënde dag en 'n mooi week vir u almal verder.
Beautiful.
Franziska, jo. Ek is so bly jy daai byhartig liedjie geniet, want man, dat het net anders geklink nie. Dis is die gewone een nie, maar daar was die lig het geskyn, die lig het deurgekom. En hier sit Tinka Jones, I'm so excited that it feel ek kan hop. The more we hunger for more and more to go deeper into the presence of the Spirit, the heart of evangelism flows within us.
Sure,
Tinka, ek het so gevoel, jy en Pastor Bradley, se paie gaan nog kruis.
Oh, Robertson,
hier kom ons, hier kom ons, hier kom ons. Now, Pastor Brad, I would like you just to share with us about the theme, Destined for More, especially focusing on our young people, from the book of Romans 8, verse 28. Yeah. Welcome once again.
Awesome, guys. So I want to encourage each and every one of you guys. Romans 8:28 says that everything works together And I love, ek hou van die weergawe wat u genoem het van Christ works it out.
Come on, come on.
Die weergawe sê Christ works
yes,
it out.
Yes.
And ek wil vir julle sê, maak nie saak waar jy vasgevang word nie. Die skrif beloof, dis is 'n belofte sonder 'n voorwaarde. Wat sê dat alles werk teen goede mee. En as jy lees die woordjie alles, julle praat so mooi Afrikaans hier, so dis hoekom ek nou so Afrikaans praat. So, it says that everything works together for those that love the Lord. So, if you, the only requirement is that you love Him.
Amen.
And I figured that out very early in my stage, in my walk with Him, that nothing else matters or nothing else will do except loving Him.
Amen.
Because the more I love Him, the more everything else of Him grows inside of me.
Yes.
The gift grows, the anointing grows, the spirit grows. Everything is good and of God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God, says the word in Hebrews. And then He says also that everything works together for those that love Him. So that's the only requirement there. So even if you don't have to search or know the word, because ons almal is nie gewaai. I think we've set up a standard of what it means to be holy to a point where it comes down to being intellectual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But almal se breins werk nie dieselfde nie. Ander mense kan memorize tot en met die punt en die komma. Ander mense kan net onthou wat daar gesê was. As jy is soos ek kan nie presies, en dat is baie, omdat ek nou al in bediening staan vir jare, kan ek quote, maar ek kan nie veel presies hê komma, die bly, ek, my brain is nie so gewaie nie.
Yeah.
And I always saw that as a handicap to being a man of God. I always thought that was the standard. If you can memorize it, you can recall it just like that, that will make you an ultimate man of God. But once again, guys, as I said in my testimony, your performance has nothing to do with your relationship.
Yeah.
Your performance has nothing to do with your relationship. The reason why I ended up in a performance relationship with the Lord, where I felt like what I do matters more than who I am in Christ, is because of my past, where I had to work to get my father's respect, where I had to work to get a diploma, where I had to work for the world to notice me. Because ek was een van die mense in die verlede wat jy vergeet het. I wasn't one of those significant people. Actually, I did not even speak on school, really. I wasn't the popular guy. I wasn't the guy on the stage. I wasn't the guy. I wasn't that person. But the Lord changed me, and He created in me a clean heart and changed me into who I am today. So that being said, die Bybel sê alles werk in goede mee. Goed en die sleg. Werk teen goede mee. Nie vir God nie, nie vir die koninkryk nie, nie vir die neighbor nie, vir jou wat God lief het. So if you love God, that even the darkest of moments, even the valleys will start working for your good. Even the disappointment start works in your favor.
Wow.
Even that relationship that you felt you needed to hang on to for your destiny, and now that person is pulling away from you. I want to tell you, even that hurt, that heartache, that pain and disappointment, everything works together for those that love the Lord. I went through a couple of seasons, and I'm a relationship person in general. So, and with relationships, you're working with people, and a lot of things becomes a bit unpredictable, because you can have control over yourself, but you can't control people. So if someone ends up, wakes up tomorrow morning and feel you disappointed them, but they don't feel like talking to you about it, they just want to write you off for it. I've been there. Where people woke up, you feel like you guys were on the best platform with your relationship ever, people wake up the next morning and decide to place you outside of their circle. I know how that feels. I know how it feels to be in line, and you know that seat is destined for you. Everything inside of you know that that is what the Lord wants for you, but people look at other people and then choose other people. Oh, I know that sometimes hurt. I know the pain that you feel and the disappointment, and I know the knock that you take regards to your own destiny. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to put myself out there anymore. I'm not going to pursue this anymore because of what I felt that in that moment. But I want to tell you that in my life, if you really listen, if I, the day I write my book.
Oh, I can't wait for that book.
The day I write my autobiography, you will probably get more details.
Yeah.
But everything I went through, whether it be good or bad, every promotion or demotion, rejection, every feeling of hurt, every broken relationship, all of that worked together to make me who I am today. And I haven't yet arrived. The Lord is still busy with me. The Lord is still busy with me. He's still pushing. I know there's so much more in Christ that I still need to achieve. So I am not satisfied with where I am.
Wow.
I am not satisfied with, yes, it's great to be here and there and wherever. Mm. But at the end of the day, I'm destined for greatness. I have I'm just scraping the surface of the table when it comes to the plan of God, guys.
I love it.
God is great, and I'm not going to limit Him by my human knowledge.
Mm.
My capacity is masunet, netsubiki.
Yeah, yeah.
Understand? But God is great. So I'm drowned out by Him on a daily basis. I don't have enough capacity to capacitate the plans of God for my life. So I open up myself every day. That's why He says His mercies are new. So as His mercies are new, I empty myself of myself every day and say, Lord, You fill empty vessels.
I love it.
The woman came and she had a lot of debt. And her children was there and her husband left her with all the debt. And she comes to Elisha and said, listen, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I need the Lord to do something in my life. And He says, you know what? Go fetch some empty.
Yeah.
Empty. That's the key word there, guys.
Oh,
the oil was never the problem. The fact that she needed empty in order for the oil to...
It's like she had to empty herself.
Exactly. She needed to get to a point where she, when you approach God, ek dink as Mr. Miyagi of Jackie Chan, wat hy het in 'n karate movie gesê het, he can't teach you anymore. I for the student gesê, I can't teach you anymore. Mm. And the guy got frustrated, like, I'm getting better. To say, no, your cup is full.
Mm.
If your cup is full, you can't be taught.
Uh-huh,
so the moment she came to the prophet, she came to God and said, listen, I need help from God.
Mm.
And then the one thing that the prophet said, empty jars.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to receive your teaching, your breakthrough, your next, you need to be empty right now. Because the Lord is about to fill you for your next season, for your next breakthrough, for your next relationship, for your marriage, for your children. He's about to set you up in a way that you don't even understand where the finances is going to come from, the breakthrough is going to come from. Because He did not give her a solution to her debt problem. Mm. She came and said, listen, I have debt.
Yes, yes.
So I need money. He said, listen, go fetch some empty jars.
I like
She went to go collect the empty jars, closed the door, guys. That once again, not on the platform, not outside where everyone saw them. She had to close her door and start pouring out the little that she knew. The little that she knows is kingdom. The little that she knows is anointing. The little that she knows about God. Take that little and start pouring it out. And the Bible says that the oil started multiplying and filling up the jars. And it only stopped flowing when the jars was all full. It only stops flowing when you become full. And I refuse to be full on this earth.
I refuse
to get to a place where I feel I've arrived.
Yeah.
I refuse to settle in one position and say, Lord, this is it for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is it for me. Mm. You know, this relationship, this is it for me. The job, the salary, this position, this... Man, I refuse to become full while I'm still alive.
Mm.
While I'm still here... I'm going to empty myself. Lord,
beautiful.
This was a good day. It was a fruitful day.
Yeah.
But now I'm emptying myself, Lord. Every mistake that I've made, every decision that I've made, my iniquity, Lord, every bad thought, Lord, that I said, did or done, Lord, even the good that I did that wasn't ordered by God, because the Bible says the good steps the footsteps of a good man is ordered by God.
Yes.
So we can do good. But it doesn't mean it's ordered by God.
Yeah.
We're just doing it because we know how to do good.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to walk in that good footsteps that is ordered by God. So that being said, Lord, if I did some good that wasn't ordered by You, I also ask forgiveness for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even the good that I did, the 20 rand that I sowed, the bread that I bought, the lunch that I bought, the cupboards that I filled, the car that I filled. Lord, even if that good wasn't ordered by You, I repent of that right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So I empty myself every night and every morning and say, Lord, this is a new day. Just like Your mercies are new and Your grace is sufficient. Fill me up, Lord. I want to just quickly encourage, and I think I'm going to end off with this. Luke 17.
Mm.
We get the 10 lepers. The 10 lepers are sitting outside of the city gates and Jesus walks past and they're like, oh, could I heal us?
Yeah.
The Bible says He told them, get up and go show yourself to the Pharisees, to the priests. As they were walking, the Bible says, they discovered that they are no longer infected with leprosy.
Mm.
They started seeing. So they weren't healed there. They, as they walked, their skin started clearing up. Now, this is the thing, guys. They were 10. 10 of them received the same healing,
yeah,
the same instruction. They saw the same effects of the power of God. 9 of them continued walking to the city. Whether or not they went to go show themselves to the priest, we don't know, but they went back to their old lives. Like I said in my testimony, they, certain people receive their healing and they just continue on their way.
Yeah.
They come to God when things are tight and, ooh, ek need nou 'n uitweg, Here, ek het u nodig nou, ek need u help, dan kom ons gou na die Here toe.
Yeah.
But when everything is hunky-dory and the storm is calm, then we just go about our business like normal.
Yeah.
But there was one guy,
Sister
P.
Sure.
There was one guy, and he came back, ran back, fell at the feet of Christ. Fell at the feet of Christ, and he said, Lord, you are definitely the Messiah.
Amen.
And he knew, he went back not with, to receive more. He went back because he understood, if this man could do this for me, there's nothing for me to go back to. They rejected me when I was sick. They rejected me when I was nothing. They rejected me when I was nobody, when I had nothing, when I was smelly. They threw me outside. Why would I go back to that life? I want to go further, and you clearly know where to go. So he fell at Jesus' feet and he said, Lord, I'm going to serve you. Jesus says something to him. Not only were you healed, but your faith has made you well.
Amen. Oh,
wow. Your faith has made you well.
So we're going to take another break. And wow, this is just so powerful. But we'll be back. Let's listen to Taryn Rose, who will sing for us the beautiful song, I'm Found in You. Taryn Rose en sy sing vir ons, I'm found in you, Jesus. Die tyd nou 42 minute voor 11, kan julle dit glo?
En hier,
hey, I'm telling you, Pastor Bradley. Hier sê iemand, goeiemorgen uit die PM en gas, wees gegroet op die woensdagochtend. Oudste is laat, maar in die huis. Oudste van die Hebreëse volk, welkom. Ja, hy is mos altyd eerste. Maar nou ja, hy is vandag sê hy is 'n bietjie laat. And he said, Andrew Pretorius, wow, love that statement, Pastor Bradley. I empty myself of myself on a daily basis. Kingdom blessings.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Hier kom Louise ook nou sterk deur. Sy sê, wat 'n getuienis. Mag God se liefdevolle arms u altyd onderskraag. Dankie, Lady PM, jy en jou programme bring soveel seën in ons lewens deur die getuienisse. Seënwense van Louise Venter. Dankie, Louise, dat jy ook vandag hier saam met ons kuier. Lekker, altyd om vir jou op 'n Woensdag hier te hê. En ek gesels natuurlik met Pastor Bradley. Ek gaan net gou sy getuienis, sy kontak besonderhede deurgee. Ja, ons lag lekker op die program. Maar eersens wil ek ook daarom hierdie belangrike inligting vir julle deurgee, dat Koffiedate word met trots aan jou gebring deur Interkab busvervoerdiens. Hulle is veilig, betroubaar en bekostigbaar. Kontak hulle by www.interkab.co.za vir meer inligting. Yes, lekker bus om mee saam te ry. Baie betroubaar en ja, baie bekostigbaar. Maar nou gesels ek verder met Pastor Bradley. Ons het nog so 'n paar minute waar hy, ek net gevoel het dat hy moet vandag ook vir ons jong mense bid. So ek gaan hom daardie geleentheid gee om vir die jong mense te bid. Ons lag so lekker, ek sê bid maar oop oë, dat ek net vir jou kan wys nou. Dat daar gaan die tyd. En hier sê Tinka vir my, jy moet weer kom. Ek het al vir hom voor dit gesê, hy moet weer kom. Sy sê die gees is so teenwoordig dat ek eintlik bewe terwyl Bradley praat. Hy moet weer kom dat hy verder kan praat, definitief.
Wow.
Ek reeds ervaar die Heilige Gees het hier met my geïnstrak eintlik. Hy moet weer kom.
Wow.
En dit sal binnekort wees, luisteraars, want ek weet dit eindig nie hier nie. Dit eindig nie hier nie. So kom ek gee net sy kontak besonderhede deur vir almal wat dalk met hom wil kontak maak. Sy selnommer, kry die pen gereed of kry die foon gereed soos ek altyd sê, is 083-520-1394. Ek herhaal 083-520-1394. Jy kan hom ook op WhatsApp kry op daardie nommer. En dan gaan besoek hom op Facebook onder Bradley Peterson. Dit is natuurlik Peterson, P-I-E, T-E-R-S-E-N. En hy is ook, jy kan hom ook op Facebook kry onder @ I am alive, allemaal klein lettertjies BP. I am alive, BP. So gaan besoek hom daar en ja, nooi vir hom om 'n kragtige woord vir julle te bring. Ek weet, hy sal altyd homself beskikbaar stel vir dit. Maar Pastor Bradley, ek wil vir u vra, kom ons bid. Ons jong mense gaan deur soveel. Soveel dinge. Daar is soveel hartseer hier buite kan. Ek voel net daar is nou 'n ma wat luister of 'n jong mens wat luister en sê ek het dit nodig.
Okay. Kom ons sluit hier. Father, we want to thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you for your presence. We want to thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are faith, that you are true, that you are the author and the finish of our faith, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we come back as the leper came back, Lord. We want to fall at your feet.
Yes, Lord.
And drink of the cup in your hand, Lord, in Jesus' name. There is so many things that we have questions about. There's so many things that we don't understand, Lord. There's so many things that that approaches us as and this in our lives, Lord, that we need you to fill in Jesus' name. Yes. We have a God-sized void in our lives that only a true God can fill in Jesus' name. So we want to invite you into our lives right now in Jesus' name. We want to say, Lord, even though I've known you for 20 years, but right now I recommit my life. I've known you for 5 minutes, but right now I want to recommit my life. We want to be like Paul that says, Lord, I recommit my life every day because I don't know where I fail you, Lord. So I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that this generation receives you as their Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bradley. You can still encourage the listeners. We still have a few minutes left with anything that the Holy Spirit is just prompting you to do at this very point in time.
Okay, so Lady T has been... Lady PM. Sorry.
Thinking I might be you referring to someone else now.
Lady PM has been pestering me to sing a song.
Please do.
But my voice is a kind of raspy. But yeah, I think I want to bless you guys with a song. It's a song that has been near and dear to my heart the past couple of months, being where I'm at. So be blessed. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, but it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm caught up in your presence, and I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never wanna leave. I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than you could ever give me. I just want you, 'cause nothing else will do. I just want you, 'cause nothing else will do. I just want you, 'cause nothing else will do.
I just want you.
Amen, amen. Ek wil nie nou gestop het nie, so waar. A mens voel net en ervaar net die teenwoordigheid van die Here in hierdie plek vandag. And that is a sign that God is well pleased with what is happening today. Dit was nog nooit oor ons nie. Soos die song ook sê, nothing else will do. So I just want to encourage someone today. Let's come back to the heart of worship. Yes. Hier sê Ricardo Benet, oh Pastor Bradley, thank you so much. You really blessed us today. Ricardo say, Lady PM and Pastor Bradley, thank you so much for blessing us tremendously. May God continue to use you mightily for His glory. More favor, increase, elevation, and multiplication.
Sure.
Thank you, Ricardo Benet, for that beautiful message. And then Pastor Chris says, when someone needed a boat made, what did the people in town say? Then the answer, we know a guy. We know a guy.
We know a guy.
I love it, Pastor Chris. Oh, this is so wonderful.
We know a guy, yeah. We know Christ. Christ is our guy.
Amen. That is beautiful.
I love it.
Dat onthou. Maar nou ja, luisteraars, ons het gekom amper tot by die einde van hierdie geseënde program waar die Here weer magtig deurgekom het vir mense. And we just need to have you back, Pastor Bradley.
Yes.
And you are such a humble guy. I know. For you, it's just about extending and, you know, advancing God's kingdom.
Yes.
But thank you so much for sowing a seed in the kingdom of God today. Can I invite you back, please?
Definitely. Definitely. I love being here.
Thank you. You are such a great blessing. And I believe that God is still going to open many more kingdom doors for you.
Amen.
So get ready. Get ready.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Have been called for the nation.
Sure.
Globally. Definitely globally as well. So ja, luisteraars, ons het gekom aan die einde van hierdie program, al wil ons nie, ons moet, maar ons wil vir elkeen baie, baie dankie sê vir julle prachtige, prachtige bydrae, die feit dat julle so lekker met ons gesels het op WhatsApp en selfs op Facebook. Dit was so geseend. En ek gaan net weer eens Pastor Bradley se kontaknommer net weer eens deurgee. Jy kan vir hom kontak by 083-520-1394. Ek herhaal, 083-520-1394. Besoek hom op Facebook, Bradley Peterson, onthou dis P-I-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, en ook op Facebook at I Am Alive BP, almal klein letterkies. Pastor Bradley, you can greet the listeners.
First of all, Lady PM, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such a privilege and an honor. Thank you so much for thinking of me as well. Like I always tell her, you know, every opportunity I treat it as my last.
Yes.
But I thank the Lord that there's another opportunity coming.
Definitely.
I did something right.
Definitely. Oh, yes, you did.
And to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for taking out the time to listen to my testimony and also, you know, just soaking in the presence of God as well. And I want to tell you, be that one that always goes back to Christ.
Amen.
Be
Amen.
That one that always goes back to Christ. Even if everyone else walks into the city and go about their business, you be that one to go back to Christ. Because
Beautiful.
you are called to stand out. You're not called to blend in. Die ander nege het ingeblend met mekaar. But you are the one that's supposed to stand out. So even if they're moving forward and you're supposed to move back, or they go right and you go left and you feel all alone, at the end of the day, you will fall at Jesus' feet.
Amen.
And just say, Lord, I just want you. So it's all about Christ. It's all about that good news. It's all about the word of God.
Amen.
That is it, guys. That
Amen.
Is it. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Even Kate Pulpit, everyone here on staff as well. Thank you so much for the
Amen.
Opportunity. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you, Pastor Brad, and drive home safely.
Will do.
And looking forward to invite you. Very soon. Invite you
amen,
back
amen,
very
amen.
Soon. Dankie aan al die getroue luisteraars. Julle maak ons 'n dag. Julle drink daar die koppie koffie saam met ons. Julle inspireer ons. Julle moedig ons aan met al die pragtige, pragtige boodskapies. Sjoe, ek wil eendag net reël dat al hierdie koffiedייט luisteraars op 'n call by mekaar kom soos Ricardo eendag. Hy het dit net aanbeveel. Hy het gesê, ons moet so iets reël. So ja, en Pastor Brad gaan ook daar wees.
Yes.
En Tinka, maak jou gereed. Hy kom beslis Robertson toe. Nou ja, bly ingeskakel vir nog pragtige, pragtige programme. Ons gaan hierna, is dit Everyday Living, nadat die nuus gelees is. En dan 12:00 is dit Father's Love met Pastors Bongani en Lindiwe Msibi en nog ander propvol programme. Volgende week het ek vir Jesseline Engel van die Hebreëse Kerk van Christus hier in die huis en sy gaan die jeugman vir ons afeindig met haar getuienis. Ek wil vir almal baie dankie sê wie soveel al ons gaste, wie soveel net ons jongmense vandag en die ander tye so bemoedig het. Tot die volgende keer. How to create peace? Accept people where they are. Accept situations for what they are. Accept not every action needs a reaction.
Sure.
God bless. Till next Wednesday.
Deel die liefde, deel die waarheid en deel die lewe op Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM.